Afternoons with Georgia Steins.
For many people, the redback spider can be a little bit frightening, although they're quite little. And actually, if you look closely, they're quite pretty. But we're going to find out a little bit more about the redback spider, like in this segment that we always do, where we try to put creatures that we share the world with under the microscope and find out some interesting things about them. Ben Chord is a local spider appreciator. I can't even say that. And runs the Australian Spider Identification Facebook page. You appreciate spiders, shall we say that?
Yeah, why not?
Can you tell me a little bit about your background and why you got interested in spiders?
I've sort of always just liked insects, spiders and all that sort of thing. They've never really freaked me out all that much. And then sort of steered towards a passion of teaching and went naturally towards science and maths because Dad was a maths teacher. And, just ended up gravitating again towards spiders and invertebrates in general.
And is this because they've got part of it, they've got a PR problem, don't they?
Oh, they have a massive PR problem. I'm one of the guys that says, I love all animals and don't put a but at the end. So yeah. I love all animals, including snakes and spiders.
You brought a spider in with it.
I did.
Yeah.
It's Scarlet.
Scarlet. Scarlet the redback.
Yes.
Is Scarlet big for a redback?
Not really. I found her as a juvenile. That way I knew she wasn't gravid or carrying eggs. In saying that, she's made another egg sac anyway, but it's not going to be fertile, so she won't have a million babies.
So they will have an egg sac, but unless there's a male?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a bit weird like that. If they get really hungry, they'll mate with a male and then create an egg sac and keep all the babies around, eat all the babies, and leave one male left over to mate and make more babies to eat later.
So mate their baby. Yeah. They'll mate with their baby and then create more babies and then eat the babies and then mate with one of the babies.
It's a little bit Game of Thrones.
That's very Game of Thrones or something quite, I don't even know where
possibly
to go with
worse.
It. That's slightly freaky, but what are some interesting things about the redback that people might not know?
Oh, look, they have a pretty cool web design. So you'll usually find them pretty close to the ground because they target crawling animals. So their web actually has trip lines that go down to the ground. A little animal or sometimes even a little snake that can't get a grip on the cement will come across and get stuck on one of those trip lines. As they struggle, that trip line snaps. It flings up, gets stuck in more trip lines and eventually works its way up into the web itself. So the spider doesn't have to do much work.
Mm. But they're often in like fallen leaves and stuff, aren't they? So they use...
Yeah, sometimes. So they'll use anything as shelter. So with my one here, I've just put it in a broken pot plant so she can hide underneath, but they like to be in some way covered.
She's not your only spider, is she?
No, I have a few.
Tell me your other ones.
Well, I've got a funnel web who sits by the door. She's quite large.
Sits by the door?
Yeah,
in something, so, though?
Yeah, in her tank by the front door. Had to make room for some more.
So it's like, welcome to Ben's house.
Yeah.
You walk in the door and then, what's the funnel web's name?
Minerva.
Oh, you walk in the front door, Minerva says hi.
Yes.
And then you go around and then...
She's pretty shy though, so you don't see much. But I've got another male Sydney funnel web. I've got a couple of mouse spiders and a few of the other ones that are a bit harder to come across. And a couple of weeks ago, I did finally get a hold of an adult tarantula because everyone, when you put up a display at a show or something, they want to see the big tarantula. And I haven't had one until a couple of weeks ago.
And you've been trying to get a tarantula, have you?
Yes and no. There's a little bit of a challenge with getting adult tarantulas that aren't captive bred. So wild catching tarantulas is a bit of an iffy ethical situation because they're very slow breeding. So there's a lot of poaching that goes on. So it's actually quite difficult to find one that's ethically sourced.
And so you're waiting to ethically source a tarantula?
Pretty much, yeah.
Ethically source a tarantula?
Like you can get baby ones, but then you have to raise them and they take a couple of years.
So you put them in displays and then you go to shows and things.
Yeah.
And the main reason you do that, because it's not your main form of income, and you do it to...
Basically encourage people not to hate them. Don't particularly have to love them, but accept that they're around. It is Australia. We have spiders.
So don't squash them. Is that the message?
Pretty much. Like, redbacks around my house. I have a 3-year-old. He's getting pretty enthusiastic about poking things, but I still leave the redbacks where I find them. That way I know at least where they are. and where not to put my hand.
And I guess you teach children too not to poke them.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you've got a funnel web, tarantula and redbacks.
And a few mouse spiders, a few trapdoors. The trapdoors are particularly interesting. I had to get special permission for one from the botanical gardens here in Canberra. Mm. So in their rainforest gully, they've got all these tree ferns. And if you look at them closely, you'll see hundreds of little burrows and they're just full of trapdoors. And they're a bit of a weird one. So they're undescribed, so don't have a name yet. But they don't come from there because the tree ferns came from somewhere else. And depending who you talk to, you get a different answer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
and what else interests you about them, trapdoor spiders? And why are they called trapdoor spiders?
Well, some of them will build a trapdoor.
Okay.
But not all of them. And not all spiders that build a trapdoor are trapdoor spiders, just to throw the confusion out there.
Yeah, just to make it a little bit confusing. Ben, in terms of, I know I've been told before that if you don't want redbacks in the house, you should leave the daddy long legs. Is that true or is that a furthy?
Not really. They take up different spaces. So daddy long legs you'll find high up in corners on roofs. Mm. Redbacks you'll find down low. So they don't really see each other too much.
And daddy long legs won't attack a redback?
No.
Okay.
Unless they encroach on each other's space. If you don't want redbacks though.
Yeah.
Whitetails.
Ah.
Yeah.
But what about whitetails? Can whitetails hurt you?
No.
Okay.
There's a lot of stories, but evidence says no.
You're not suggesting we go and get a whitetail though and release it to get rid of the redback?
No, I just sort of, like, whitetails are a wandering spider, so they don't stay in the one spot.
Mm.
So if I find one inside, I'll just let it go outside. It controls the population of all the web-building ones.
Yeah, wow. Male and female redbacks, what's the difference?
The males, I've got a handy photo there that no one at home can see.
We can describe it, though. Yeah. Oh.
Look, quite a bit different. But, so,
wow. I don't think I've ever seen a male now.
No. They're a lot smaller, so I've got another photo. Over here you can see the female is quite large.
Yes.
And the male is circled there.
Wow. She's about 10 times the size in that photo. And her back's bigger.
Yes. So the males have a skinnier abdomen, a little bit longer. And they have two large round appendages at the front of their face called palps.
Yep.
And the male's fangs are more or less useless. So by this point, their entire focus in life is to find females and mate with them. They're not interested in eating. They're not interested in biting. So if you find a male, it's not worth being concerned about.
And she's going to kill him anyway.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It depends. depends how energetic he is.
Yeah.
So if he's only just matured, he'll probably get in a few matings. But if he's towards the end of his life, he'll just sort of stop and say, okay, eat me. And that's sort of an evolutionary thing where they sort of sacrifice themselves for the benefit of their final offspring.
Wow.
Very noble of them.
Yeah, very, very noble. Slightly disturbing, but very noble. You mentioned before about the spiders that you wanted or what people were telling you they wanted to see, so therefore you wanted to educate people. Do you have a wish list of any other spiders?
Not really. I sort of...
Do you already have the most deadly ones in Australia?
Yeah, I've got the male Sydney funnel web. It's sitting there. It's honestly just waiting for me to drive up to the reptile park.
Mm.
Because when I got it, it was actually meant to be female, but it was a juvenile. And when it molted, it actually looks now like a completely different spider. So it's a lot more slender and it has all the markings of a male. And yeah.
And so you drive it up to the reptile park. Why? So they can...
So they can milk the venom and basically make antivenin for it.
And then will he stay up there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've got all the spiders you need, so you're not going to get any more spiders?
Maybe. We'll see what I find.
You mentioned that you've got a young child.
Yeah.
How does your child go with spiders?
Oh, he's fine. He loves them. He'll point them out to me and he knows not to poke them, so.
And there's no handling of your spiders? You don't handle them? No.
Too much of a risk of the actual spider getting injured. I wouldn't mind if I got bitten because I know what'll happen, but if I drop the spider, it might die and then I'd feel bad.
You said you love all animals,
mm-hmm.
But the reason you're doing this with spiders is to try and increase their, you know, public image or make people not scared of them and to respect them. So what's the next group? Do you have another species of, who else has got a bad PR problems you can come in and save?
Look, reptiles.
Reptiles. So there's going to be snakes next.
Yeah, look, I volunteer with WISE because I live in New South Wales.
Yep.
I'm a snake catcher in Goulburn. So I see all the injured and unfortunate brown snakes, tiger snakes, red bellies, and the occasional copperhead. They're quite pretty. But we'll see where we go with that one.
People are shivering right now. Ben, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Not a problem.